The first question I have is, what is your primary research interest and how did you discover that interest?
Okay. Well, I think most of the students who've had me for a class know that I am particularly interested in Cold War history. When I was a student, as an undergraduate, I was actually majoring in political science and Russian, and it was the 1980s, and the Cold War was still on, so I wanted to improve relations between the two countries. But then the Cold War ended. And I had to realize, did I want to study how Russia became more like us at this time, which was the hot issue in the 1990s, or did I actually want to examine the Cold War? And I decided to go for the Cold War. So I went history. As for some of the things that I've actually done research in, I have told students that when you are researching something, it's usually you are trying to answer some type of question. And sometimes those questions change in history just by the context. When I was their age as a student, we would have never even considered the question of, was there a missed opportunity to end the Cold War at an earlier date? But since the Cold War ended, we can now ask that.
Right.
Okay? And in fact, that's what my dissertation research was on, and I looked at the period of 1953 after Stalin's death. More recently is when I was in graduate school, I started off as examining like political history, state-to-state relations and stuff, but I really became intrigued with social and cultural history, and even though I continued with my dissertation research on was there a missed opportunity to end the Cold War after Stalin's death, I started to read more and more in the social and cultural history of the Cold War. I realized that most of that research was with the early Cold War in the 1950s when you think of atomic anxiety, etc., etc. What's missing, and this is something that I'm actually examining now, is what about the late Cold War, the 1980s? Because when I grew up, initially I grew up with under the era of détente, where relations between the two states were normal, this was going to be a permanent thing in international relations, and then, 10, 15 years later, it's gone. So why did we miss that? And so that's one of the questions that I'm intrigued about finding.
But what even happened, mm-hmm. even though you're in the history department,
right.
is that your interest grew out of kind of analyzing a social or contemporary problem.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I think one of the things we urge students to do is consider that, when they're considering topic selection too, like
mm-hmm.
what is actually concerning you today.
Mm-hmm.
There's often a way like that you can find your way into something different.
Yeah, exactly. And, especially with history, you definitely want to hit the relevance of a topic. I think with the events going on in eastern Ukraine today, one of the questions that I often get is this a new Cold War? And usually I just say no, because we're lacking the ideological element and stuff like this. But, we could examine that more as things heat up yet.
Right.
I don't think so. I think it's still something different. But it does make you, try and examine what's going on today and why we would or would not classify that as a Cold War.
Right.